at the 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, bringing you Andrew Marcus and Leland Constant, Sarah Reeves Nowhere, and Sidewalk Prophets Impossible. Good morning to you at 7:50.
Good morning. This is intern Quinn here with your forecast today. Sunny, breezy, high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 63. Tomorrow for Winning Wednesday, the first day of summer, mostly sunny, high of 82. And right now it is 68 degrees.
WJTL is 100% listener supported, non-commercial Christian radio that stays on the air because of your financial support. Your donation is needed and is tax deductible. You can mail it to 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, 17545, or visit us online at WJTL.com. And thank you also to these business listeners for believing in this radio ministry. Engel Printing and Publishing Company, publishers of The Merchandiser, Advertiser, Penny Saver, and Community Courier, bringing our communities together to strengthen where we live, work, and play, online at townlively.com. And Humankind Water, bringing clean and safe drinking water to people in need. 100% of the net profits fund water projects for those suffering without clean water all over the world. Available at Turkey Hill Minute Markets and other retailers, humankindwater.org.
Our very special guest today from Restart Training Center Ministry, Jaime, AJ, and Johnny are here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Pastor Jaime Santiago is the founder and executive director of Restart Training Center Ministry. And Jaime, tell us about the ministry.
Yes, Restart is a men's and a woman's residential drug and alcohol program. At the core, we're an evangelistic residential discipleship ministry, but we fish in the pond of those who are addicted, who've been traumatized in their life through various forms of abuse. And basically what we're trying to do is help them to come to know the Lord as their Savior, or some of them actually come from church backgrounds. I've had PKs under my care, preachers' kids, missionaries' kids under my care, and basically try to get them to recommit their lives back to the Lord and then process the root problems in their life that are causing these surface problems. So, in other words, I tell people, you can go outside and mow the lawn and weed, knock down the weeds with the weed whacker, but they're going to grow back next week. And so that's the same thing with problems in people's life. Unless you deal with the root causes of our life problems, then I'll continue the same behavior. I'll continue to drink alcohol or abuse drugs, and then also get involved with the life of crime that's a part of that, which crime, number one crime in our county is property damage, and that's usually addicts that are stealing, like your mower off your property, Fred, or some other property that you have on your yard that they'll steal to support that. So what we're trying to do is help change that, and particularly save the lives of heroin addicts who are using a very powerful heroin today with fentanyl, and soon to come carfentanil, which is even stronger than fentanyl, that will literally take their life instantly. And if we didn't have the new medicine, Narco, I think it's called, it helps rescue them and revive them, then we would probably see a lot more deaths. So we're a ministry that's local here in Lancaster County, birthed here in Lancaster County, but we serve the greater Susquehanna Valley region, and we're just thankful for WJTL and all their supporters to make this possible for us to share about Restart today, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if listeners want to find out more information, they can visit you online.
Yes, sir. Restartministry.org.
And today, Jaime's brought along Johnny Capino. Johnny, a graduate of the program. And Johnny, tell us a little bit about your experiences, how God impacted your life through this ministry.
Well, basically, God led me to Restart. Not only did it save me from drug abuse, it saved me from myself. You know, I believe true change happens when the love of our consequence outweighs the pain of our sin. And, you know, what Pastor was touching on, I want to fill these voids with, you know, drugs, alcohol, stuff that was unhealthy for me. Now coming to the program, I found the Lord. So now I fill these voids with the Lord, and it's all good now. God bless.
And I understand now that you're a graduate, you're going to be able to pass on what God has done through you.
Absolutely. Now it's my turn to serve. And what I want to do is what I was taught, bring it to other people and let them see how I live. Now I lead by example now.
That's awesome. AJ Rodriguez is with us today. AJ, the chairman of the board. AJ, if our listeners want to get involved, one thing they can do is support you through your annual auction, which is coming up.
Yes, sir. Our annual auction, which is Sharing God's Love, it's our first one, actually. We're hoping to do it annual. hosted by the Amish community here. There's a lot of Amish people that we try and help in the community. There's also some Amish people on the board, so it's a great way for us to connect with a big part of the community in Lancaster County. The Amish people are a very close-knit community, and they need help just as much as everybody else does. So, you know, we're reaching out to them, and we're developing a strong relationship with them, and they've decided to help us through this benefit auction. It's going to be held August 11th and 12th. And this year, Friday is going to be more of a music in the evening. Teen Challenge Choir is going to play a few testimonies, maybe a silent auction. We'll have more music on Saturday. We'll have some different local bands like the Stutzmans and a few other people coming to play there, as well as the auction during the day. So it'll be a great way to come out and support what the ministry's doing in Lancaster County.
And you have all kind of cool auction items. Anything that you're looking at that you're pretty excited about that you're hoping somebody can take home with them?
I haven't got to see them yet. I'm trying not to because I got enough stuff in my garage already. I'm trying to figure out what I can get rid of in
my
garage.
Well, you can donate.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's worth any value or anything good. So if you would like to donate anything for the auction, you can contact our Donations Chairman, Mr. Samuel King, at 484-787-2980. We have different locations for pickup that are available, so we have different locations where we can actually come and pick them up, or you can drop them off. And there are many other ways for you to partner with us throughout the year.
Here's an opportunity for you to invest in what God is doing through Restart Training Center Ministry. The auction coming up August 11th at 12th Ronks Road in Old Philadelphia Pike in Burdenham. Sharing God's Love Benefit Auction. And you could get more information online at restartministry.org. Hi, me, AJ and Johnny. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Great having you guys. Back to the music we go with Mariah Peters. This is Brave.